When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candle lights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Your ghost host will be here presently to conduct you on your tour of this sanctuary for the disembodied.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
That spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a picture show.
was a teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf, fantastic, bewildering, a motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time. I was a teenage werewolf.
the lord and master of this haunted mansion. Inside and outside, and even between the walls of this possessed manor, are ghosts brought here from the darkest tombs of the earth. Heinous but delightful creatures, everyone. All 999 of them. We have room for 1,000. Any volunteers? Your carriage awaits to take you on your little trip through the haunted mansion. I will remain behind and prepare suitable epithets for those of you faint-hearted guests who already are feeling a certain detachment from your mortal being. Bon voyage, as we say, and rest in peace.
Just tools for you to use when you're No. doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too.
There's a little churchyard just along the way. Used to be Lambeth's finest array of tombstones, epitaphs, wreaths, flowers, all that jazz, till the war came along and someone dropped a bomb on the lot. And in this little yard there's a little old man with a little shovel in his little bitty hand. He seems to spend all his days puffing fags and digging graves. He hates the Reverend Vicar and he lives all alone in his home. Excuse me. Please, Mr. Grave Digger, don't feel ashamed as you dig little holes for the dead and the maimed. Please, Mr. Grave Digger, I couldn't care if you found a golden locket full of some girl's hair and you put it in your bucket. A mother doesn't know about your sentimental joy. She thinks it's down below with the rest of her toys. A ma wouldn't understand, so I won't tell. So keep your golden locket all safely hid away in your pocket. Yes, Mr. GD, you see me every day. Standing in the same spot by a certain grave. Mary Ann was only 10, full of life and oh so gay. And I was the wicked man who took her life away. Very selfish. Oh, God. No, Mr. GD, you won't tell. And just to make sure that you keep it to yourself, I've started digging holes, my friend, and this one here's for you. Look at our grub. It's pavey, that's not one of them. Oh, was this? Dog should be allowed to do it. Bloody obscene. Catch a bowler or something at this rate.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. and a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
To the annual Halloween show on Strike the Box. I am Chris, your host. And yes, these are scary times, but hopefully for the next 2+ hours, we'll have a good time. We just finished off with some David Bowie, with a song that I've never heard before and kind of stumbled across it, Please, Mr. Gravedigger, from his self-titled David Bowie LP back in 1967. We started things off, though, with a staple opening song on Strike the Box, science fiction double feature, the lead track to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, sung by Richard O'Brien, but if you watch the movie and you see those lips, those are the lips of Magenta, otherwise known as Patricia Quinn. And as we know, Richard O'Brien played the role of Riff Raff, the handyman, from 1975. Some Round Robin from 1965. I'm the Wolfman, off of the Domain label. I don't really have too much about Round Robin. Born Robin Lloyd, hit some tracks from the 60s. I also had some, I believe, some little success in the UK. Tall Boys from 1985, Take a Walk. And they've, I believe, have been doing some recordings lately, or in the last few years. They have a Facebook page out there, Tall Boys. That taken from that awesome soundtrack, Return of the Living Dead. Some Susie and the Banshees, 1981, Halloween. Originally on the Juju album. I took that from a bootleg I have of a live version. I tend to like that one a little better than the studio version. P.F. Sloan with Halloween Mary from 1965. Off the Dunhill label. And we followed that with some Distant Project, Every Day is Halloween, off the Rumbar record sampler Rocktober that you can get off Rumbar Records. That song, Every Day is Halloween, not to be mistaken with the Every Day is Halloween song by Ministry. I believe they're two different songs, just same titles. Jackie Morningstar from 1959, Rockin' in the Graveyard. I believe from the UK. And as I said, we finished up with another person from the UK, David Bowie. So if you've been listening to my Halloween shows, you know it's everything and everything, just like the show is, but it is more tailored to Halloween. So let's see what fun that we can scare up in this show.
I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box on WMFO Memphis 91.5 and on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
I want you to get out of that bed and walk to the window. I want you to scream out in the street, Leon.
I can't move, Henry. I'm too frightened.
Keep trying. Otherwise, you've only got 3 more minutes to live.
Yeah, 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 y comes in, gets swallowed up.
Concealed within their personalizer, Tuttle's so blue. He's without a body, no self-control. With the tempest bursting from his side, the waste of time. Without shine. Side.
inside. And the rats are bursting from inside his eyes. Well, it tells the story of the fever of God. There's nothing gonna find you, and none will never try. Cause there's two souls inside of me.
From Mars. He saw them land from outer space. He saw them capture innocent people only to destroy. Father turned against son. People changed into strange, weird animals. A general of the army becomes a saboteur. Trusted police turned into arsonists. The boy's parents changed into killers.
But nobody's getting anywhere out there. Nobody can locate anything. Anybody. The Martians. We've got to stop the...
Invaders from Mars. Capturing humans at will for their own sinister purposes. Turning them into diabolical instruments of destruction. Invaders from Mars. Weird, fantastic beings of a superintelligence, ruling a race of synthetic humans and pitting them against mankind's dream to conquer the universe.
I was out on the highway just a-driving around when I saw a strange vision coming down to the ground. I drove to a phone and called on my best friend. He laughed and said, oh buddy, you at it again. The invasion is coming, uh-huh, oh yeah. The invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware. I called the highway patrol without a doubt. I told them just exactly what I found out. We drove through some park, but there wasn't a trace. Then they drove away, it happened in my face. The invasion is coming up, oh yeah. The invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware. See me running high, trying to find a way to. So you better watch out in what you say and do. Look out, little girl, I got my eyes on you. The invasion is coming, uh-huh. Oh yeah, the invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware.
Yeah.
been invaded by the flying saucer safari by the suburban lawns from 1981 with Sue Tissue, whose real name is Sue McLean. And I believe she is still out there somewhere. There's a webpage saying that someone did finally find her, and she sort of wants to remain anonymous. Be curious to know where she's living. She did go to the Berklee School of Music here in Boston. But we started out with some Ralph Neilson and the Chancellors with Scream off the Surf label, 1962. I actually have a 45 of that from Crypt Records. Some Alice Cooper with Welcome to My Nightmare, 1975. And I believe we have been living in a nightmare for the last couple of years here. Definitely for the last year in 2020, wouldn't you say so? yes. But again, Welcome to My Nightmare from the Welcome to My Nightmare LP. Alice Cooper, 1975. I've said that already. The Grim Reapers with Two Souls from 1967 off the Shalon label, I believe. Only a couple 45s, I think, from that label, and the Grim Reapers are really not really known. They're kind of a mystery, which just kind of goes with the theme, I guess. Invasion, with their song The Invasion Is Coming, also from 1967, off of that Dynamic Sound label. Hopefully you are enjoying this week's show, and this year's...
Oh god, the static is coming again. Oh no, you know what this is gonna... Oh, gee.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust the sound. I am controlling transmission. I will control the treble.
I will control the bass.
For the next 5 songs, sit quietly and I will control all that you hear. Who am I kidding? I can barely control my own bladder. This is Mike. I play guitar and a bunch of jerks. You know, that band Stabby sings in. I'm psyched to be hijacking Strike the Box's Halloween show for a bit to play some scarifying songs that make me happy. It would be just wrong to start with anything other than Janie Jones's Witch's Brew. So here we go.
You're mine, I just gotta have you. I'm stirring my witch's brew for you. Stirring my witch's brew. Don't take fright, ho, 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 if I drop in on my broomstick to say hello. Now that I've fallen in love with you, I'm gonna cast a spell to make you love me.
Cause I
This is Stabby from A Bunch of Jerks. I'm interrupting Guitar Dork's set to give you a real Halloween treat. The world debut of our next single, The Dead. It won't be officially released until November 27th, Black Friday, on Rumbar Records. But I thought Strike the Box listeners deserved a little something special. Happy Halloween!